gambling. Our guest analyst this afternoon, Nathan Losey with at Ag Resource Company. And Nathan, we started off overnight, everything pushing to new lows, and then we kind of continued here throughout the day. But then we saw wheat and corn kind of claw its way back.
Yeah, all of these markets, very oversold, funds holding record short positions in all of them. I guess we're back at levels that funds are finally seeing value and deciding to take some risk off. The break lately has been all about China, of course, and the trade dispute, you know. But really, we'll see what the planting progress shows. But I doubt we got a whole lot of either corn, soybeans, or spring wheat in the ground in the last week, and it's really a concern going forward. Current new crop prices are telling farmers to take prevent plant insurance and don't plant a crop this year.
Well, that's the thing. We've got so much. And Friday's USDA supply-demand report kind of confirmed that, too. Just globally, large stocks all over.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, the USDA used the June acreage numbers and used their trend yields, and I suspect those are probably the biggest balance sheets we see of the year. Our view is that the corn crop is definitely getting smaller, not larger. Probably the same is true for soybeans and also spring wheat. The potential for big yields is significantly diminished in our opinion.
Yeah, and over on the livestock side too, maybe a corrective move here today as far as the cattle markets go from Friday?
Yeah, the biggest problem the cattle market has is we've had two consecutive weeks of just giant kills. The beef market should be moving up through May, usually into Mother's Day and then Memorial Day. We have some good demand, and you know, last couple of weeks the beef market's been moving down. It's all about supply. It's kind of the opposite position in cattle, where we have funds that were record long in cattle. They've really taken that position down, but there's still a lot of positions that are trapped and all underwater. It's really going to make rallies in the coming weeks difficult, I think, as funds try to get out of those positions.
So what's the game plan? Just kind of wait and see?
Well, on one hand, we look at, where June and August cattle are, and, you know, we've already got what we had a high in the cash market around 130 last spring. August cattle today are all the way down around 107. So we have a pretty significant decline already priced into the board. I think cash prices continue to work lower. There may be a couple more dollars down in June and August cattle, but overall I think we're at or at least very close to what we think is probably value relative to supplies.
Okay. And then the hog side, that's going to be totally trade with China driven, I think, right?
Well, yeah, we are exporting at a pretty good clip to China. There is a lot of outstanding sales. It'll be interesting to see what they do going forward, because keep in mind, we were, still exporting pork to China through the entire trade dispute. What we don't know is whether those were private buyers that were paying the import tariff, or if it was the government that was taking the pork, and, obviously they don't have to pay themselves a tariff. With that part, we don't know. So, the next couple months will be interesting to see whether they continue to book more pork and export more pork, and, of course, if the trade dispute gets settled.
Yeah, right. And the biggest unknown there is what kind of damage African swine fever has done to that Chinese hog herd.
It's really a guessing game. We see videos coming out of China. It's really hard to tell. We look at Chinese hog prices, and they kind of spiked back in April, but that really had more to do with the government reserve purchase program than it did tightening supplies. We look at the inventory, and it should be sometime late in the second quarter or early third quarter when they should really start to run out of hogs. And if that is truly the case, we'll see it in prices.
All righty, very good. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, unfortunately, the forecasts going forward are not quite as wet as they have been for the last month, but they're certainly not conducive to getting a lot of field work done. I think work in the next couple weeks is going to be spotty, and it's we're not going to see the widespread rush to the field like we have in other years, but certainly the farmers are ready to go.
Nathan Losey at Ag Resource Company in Chicago.